John chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Father, Lord, I want to be obedient to your will this morning, and I pray, God, that you'll speak to our hearts. I pray that no doubt there's somebody here that needs to be saved. Nothing would crown this service any more than to see somebody walk the aisle and get born again. Lord, we know this morning that this meeting, this Sunday, this special day that we've set aside, Lord, that it's not about money, but it's about souls. It's about helping others. And I pray, Lord, that you'll give me liberty this morning to preach what you've laid on my heart. And may you be glorified. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. I want to draw your attention here to this text this morning. And even though this is a familiar text, I would say to us this morning that John 3:16 is like an artesian well. When you think about an artesian well, it is a well that constantly has an inflow and an outflow to it, meaning that it is a well that never runs dry. I want to tell you, John 3:16 was good for the day that I got saved, but it's just as real and just as rich and just as good this morning, 30-something years after being saved, as it was the first time that I heard it. And I thank God for every time that the Lord allows me to hear a message on John 3:16. You say, why is that, preacher? We know this verse very well, and I'll tell you why. Because there's so many people around this world that has never heard this verse of Scripture one time, and you think about how many times God has allowed it to cross our ears and allow it to cross our heart. We've been blessed, amen, to know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I want to preach a few minutes this morning on this subject, on the God who gave all, amen, the God who gave all. I mean, this is Give All Sunday, and I have my offering, and I have on my heart what God has laid on my heart to give, and I trust you've been praying and that you'll give what God has laid on your heart to give. I want to say this morning, it wouldn't matter how much I gave, and it doesn't matter how much you give this morning. Listen, none of us will ever give what he gave for us. Amen. And may I say this morning that God has never asked us to do anything that, number one, what he was not willing to do himself, and number two, that what he was not willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we would ever ask or that we would ever think. Amen. When we come to this text this morning, the first thing I notice in this verse is the Lord. Amen. As the Bible says, for God. Amen. You know what makes John 3:16 so great? It's not me and it's not you, but it's the God of John 3:16. Amen. I'm telling you, Calvary was just another hillside. The cross was just another way of punishment until God went to Calvary that day. And when his son died on the cross that day, he took the worst place in the world and he made it the greatest place in the world. Men used to shudder at Calvary, but because of God and the God of Calvary, now we don't shudder at it, we sing about it. Amen. We worship around the cross. My friend, I see the Lord. And then secondly, I see the lost. As he said there, I see the love. As he said, for God so loved. Amen. The Bible said in Romans 5 and verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. He said in John 15 and verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. He said in 1 John chapter number 2 that we love him because he first loved us. He told Israel, he said, yea, have I loved thee with an everlasting love. I'm telling you, the reason we love God is because he loved us. And I see the Lord and I see the love. I'm talking about an unconditional love. I'm talking about a love that knows no boundaries, a love that knows no limits, a love that reaches beyond all regions, reaches beyond all humanity, reaches beyond all sin, reaches beyond all dispensations, reaches beyond all generations, a love that runs deeper than the stains of sin could ever run. I'm thankful for the love of God. Amen. It's unconditional. I see the Lord. I see the love. And then I see the lost. Amen. As the Bible said, for God so loved the world. Amen. I'm telling you, that means that doesn't mean the rocks and the rivers and the trees, but it means lost humanity. Thank God he loved me before he created me. He loved me before I knew him. He loved you before you came into this world. I'm glad he loves the world. Hallelujah. Anyone that wants to be saved can be saved. This morning, I believe Calvinism is a damnable heresy. Isn't that right? Because God doesn't damn men to go to, he doesn't, God doesn't predetermine men to go to heaven or to go to hell. We was all condemned. If you read the next verse, amen, and the verse after that, we were all condemned because we believed not, amen. Condemnation was on every one of us. But I'm glad that in spite of me and in spite of you and in spite of my sin, I'm glad he loves the world. Hallelujah. He loves the worst of the worst. When I think about the love of God to the lost, I'm just going to confess something to you. I don't understand how God can love a child molester. Amen. I'm just being honest with you this morning. I don't understand how that God can love someone like Saddam Hussein. I don't understand how God can love someone that murdered like Hitler, amen, murdered over 6 million Jews. I don't understand how that God could love men like that. Listen, God doesn't want to see anybody go to hell, amen. Jesus died for all men, not some men and not most men, but he loves them all. Oh, hallelujah. He loves the worst of the worst, the vilest of the vilest. I want to say this morning, I see the lost, and then I see the liberality. The Bible says here that for God so loved the world that he gave. You know what our giving proves this morning? It proves our love. He said, now, Brother Gravity, I don't have a lot of money. No. But if you give and you sacrifice, it proves your love. You see, this morning we're not standing down here with a paper and pen and taking a dollar amount. And we're not tallying it up and saying, well, whoever gives the most loves God the most. That's not how it works, is it? That little widow went in and she only had two mites. That's the lowest coins on the Jewish economy. She gave two mites. Jesus said she gave more than anybody. You say, why is that? Because she gave all. I'm telling you, when you give all, it doesn't matter. Listen, you may have $50 to your name, but $50, when that's all you got, that's a lot of money to have to give, amen, when you don't have anything else left, amen. I'm telling you, give all Sunday is about God. He gave that. Somebody said one time, said, well, if he had to, he would bankrupt heaven. I want to tell you, that's exactly what God did, amen, because he only had one son. Do you realize how? He could have gave a lot of silver and a lot of gold. He could have gave angelic beings and he would have had more. I'm telling you, when God gave, he gave the only thing that he had one of, and that was his only begotten son. Amen. I'm talking about, if anybody knows about giving all, it's God. Amen. He's a God, amen, who gave it all. He gave his son. Amen. God gave his best, didn't he? He gave his all. I see the liberality, and then I see the life, the his only begotten son. There's not a person in this room that would give their child for somebody else. Not even a good person, let alone a vile person. It goes beyond our mentality this morning to think about that we are nothing, that we are sinners and we deserve to go to hell and we transgress to the law of God and we don't deserve heaven. We don't deserve to be called a child of God this morning. I'm telling you, that goes beyond any love that you and I could ever express or ever know, that God would give his perfect son, his holy son, his only begotten son, a son that never knew any sin, a son that never did any
any wrong. I'm talking about a glorious son. In eternity, God was willing to give that son, not just give him, but give his own life. I remind us this morning, Isaiah said in Isaiah 53 that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He watched his son die at Calvary. He watched the blood pour out of his veins. He watched the life go out of his body when he dismissed his spirit, and it pleased the Lord. Why? Who for the joy that was set before him. He loved you and I this morning. I'm thankful for the love of God. No one, oh, Brother Charles Waggle wrote that song. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And can I tell you this morning, thank God for family, thank God for friends, but no one ever cared for any of us like Jesus. And I see the life, and then I see the lesson this morning. What is the lesson of John 3:16? Well, it is a lesson in salvation, isn't it? For John 3:16 tells a man how to be saved. I'm telling you this morning, if you're here and you're lost, you don't have to die lost. You can be saved. All you got to do is believe John 3:16. Do you believe that this morning? I'm telling you, the gospel is wrapped up in John 3:16. And if you believe this morning that God loved you enough to give his only begotten son, and the son gave his life and resurrected, thank God, if you trust him this morning, hey, this is a lesson in salvation, amen? And then it is a lesson in sacrifice this morning, for God gave and the son gave. There's not any giving on our part in John 3:16, but the father gave and the son gave, amen? I'm here to tell you this morning, if you want to be saved, you can't do anything to be saved. Amen. You got to believe to be saved. You got to have faith in God to be saved. You got to have faith in the cross of Calvary to be saved. You got to have faith that the blood of Jesus Christ will save your soul. Amen. You can't do anything. You say, why is that, preacher? Because it's already been done. Amen. The Father gave the Son, and the Son gave the life, his life. And at Calvary, Jesus cried and said, it is finished. Amen. I want to say this. This is a verse about sacrifice, but you're not going to sacrifice to be saved, and I'm not going to sacrifice to be saved. The sacrifice has already been made. It's already been given, and thank God it's been satisfied. Hallelujah. It is a lesson about sacrifice. It is a lesson about salvation. And then I would say this morning, it is a lesson about service. Because the Father gave and the Son gave, we that are saved, we're to give. We're to give of our time by witnessing to others, as we heard it preached this week. We're to give of our money, for God gave us our money. That's not a guilt trip this morning. I wouldn't ask you to do anything that I would not be willing to do myself. But it is a responsibility. We can shout during everything else, but we ought to shout when it comes to giving. Isn't that right? Most churches get quiet as a church mouse when you start talking about money. And I'll tell you why. Because the God of Mammon is one of the idols of this country that we live in. You see, prosperity, as much as it's a blessing, it has been a curse to this generation. It's always those that have little that give a lot. Amen? It's always those that don't have much to give that give more. You say, why is that? Because they know what it is to have nothing. And when you have nothing, amen, the monetary means of this world don't really mean that much to you, but the more we have, the more we want to hold on to. That's just the way man is. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, everything that I have and everything that you have monetarily speaking today, it doesn't mean anything in eternity. Amen. For the Bible said it is certain that we brought nothing into this world and we're taking nothing out of this world. Amen. The only thing we're taking in eternity is our soul and the souls that we lead to Christ. Christ. Amen. I tell you, I don't want to be stingy on God. I don't want to be a tightwad on heaven. Amen. I'm telling you, when it comes to giving, I want to give all to the God that gave all. Amen. I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about give God your money, but give God your time. Give God your best. Amen. I'm telling you, when you come to church, you give God everything. When it comes time to sing a song, you give God your melody. Amen. When it comes time for a sermon to be preached, you give God some amens. When it comes to hearing the truth, you open up your heart and you give God your heart. You give God all because he gave all for me and you. I don't want our church to ever be mediocre. Can I get a witness right there? By the grace of God, we're not. We're going to keep our foot on the accelerator. Can I say amen? Can I get an amen right there? I'm telling you, I don't want us to die. Amen. I'm talking about, listen, I don't want us to back up when it comes to worship. Can I get a witness right there? I'm telling you, you ought to say amen during the singing, amen during the preaching. You ought to stand up and testify every now and then. You ought to raise your hand if God's give you a hand to raise. You ought to worship God, not because I'm saying it, because that book says it. Amen. Oh, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, all ye people of the Lord. I'm telling you, if God's been good to you, you ought to give him a sacrifice of praise. With your lips, you ought to worship God. We ought to give all in our worship. Hallelujah. We ought to give all in our holiness, living clean. Might as well get it all this morning. I'm talking about old time separation, standards, conviction. Let them say what they want to about us. They can call us anything they want to. Occults, they can call us Pharisees. They can call us this or that. Doesn't make no difference to me. I'm not doing anything for that crowd anyway. Amen. I'm telling you, God's been good to me and God's been good to you. I thank God that when we got saved, I didn't have parents that knew God at the time, but I'm glad God let me get under some old time leather lung preachers. Thank God that knew how to drop the plow and preach on sin, and they pulled it right and they pulled it tight, and they didn't just generalize it, they cataloged everything. It never hurt me. Thank God. I'm glad that I got under some old time preaching that nailed sin and called it out. I'm saying this morning, they gave their all. Hallelujah. I like preaching on sin, don't you? I'm a sinner, but I like preaching on it. Amen. I like preaching against alcohol. Somebody say amen. That's a devil's brew. They're building liquor stores in Chickamauga. Makes me mad as everything when I ride by. Amen. I'm telling you, you know what it does? It destroys the society. It brings in all the riffraff. I'm telling you, I don't care if it hair lips all hell this morning. I'm telling you, I hate that stuff with a passion. Amen. I tell you, I grew up around it. I know what it does to your family. I know what it does to your pocketbook. Listen, it wouldn't make no difference to me who it offends this morning. I'm telling you, it's the devil. Brew, amen. It just ruins all of society, amen. I'd rather make some old backslid Baptist mad this morning and to help some young person know to never touch it, amen. I'm telling you, it'll rob you of everything you got. I know what it is to sit outside a bar as a child in the back seat of an old car. I know what it is to open a refrigerator and there be no food and a 12-pack of beer. I'm telling you, friend, listen, you're a day late and a dollar short. If you think I'm going to back up on it this morning, I'm saying we ought to give our all, amen, when it comes to preaching on sin. Hallelujah. Give our all when it comes to doing right. Amen. I tell you, the choir, y'all sung better. You always do a good job. But you sung better in the last 2 weeks than I think I've ever heard you sing. Hell, and you sound like you mean it. I don't know if you're faking it, but you sound like you mean it. But I tell you, we're going to keep the choir right. Ain't that right? We don't want nobody coming up here not dressed right. Can I get a witness right there? And by the way, we don't have a platform standard. We have a church standard for membership. Can I get an amen right there? You invite lost people, I don't care how they come. We're more interested in their soul than what they're wearing. Can I get an amen right there? But when you join a church, y'all look like a church member. Amen. That ain't just on Sunday. That's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. Amen. I'm talking about we ought to be a Christian 24/7. Amen. I'm talking about, listen, somebody ride by our house and see us in the front yard. Convictions don't change when we leave church. Amen. We ought to be dressing right all the time. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about I'm just feeling freer the more I go. Give it all, hallelujah. give it all, praise God. I mean, jump in with both feet, hallelujah. Isn't that right? I'm telling you, I'm so glad when I got saved, I had somebody that helped us along the way. I said, son, you just get in lock, stock, and barrel. You jump in with both feet. You get out of the wilderness, cross the Jordan, get into Canaan, and thank God you can live in victory, hallelujah. Praise God, you can live in victory. I'm talking about give you all. Give you all, praise God. Don't be half in. Don't come to church haphazardly. I'm talking about put it all in, praise God. He gave his all. You ought to give your all. I should give my all in service, amen. You know, I'm glad I didn't hear nobody criticize missions meeting. Isn't that a blessing? Well, some churches you go to, you start talking about missions and money, they get real spiritual on. You know, well, God, but then they start all that stewardship talk, you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Well, now God wants us to be good stewards of our money. And I believe, you know, we ought to, Joseph put up corn for 7 years of famine. Well, they start talking all that stuff. Boy, I hit a snag right there, Brother Laddie. I'm just going to take some Holy Ghost dynamite and blow it to kingdom come. Amen. Oh, they get real spiritual now. You know, we just, you know, we got to be good stewards. Oh, I'm telling you, the best stewards you'll ever be is giving to missions. You know that? You ain't going to outgive God. You ain't going to, you just try him. Try him for 30 days and see. But they'll say things like that. Well, you know, we got to be good stewards. We got to save our money. And I believe in not being foolish. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, somebody made the statement this week. That sacrificial giving is not given if it's not of faith. And can I tell you, every person, especially in this economy, I mean, man, I go to the grocery store and backslide. Y'all like that? I look at something and I say, you know what? They can sue their brain for non-support if they think I'm paying that much for that right there. Are y'all with me on it? Amen. I'm like, you know, there's four of them in a box and they cut it down to half the size, but they upped it $2. I'm telling you, listen, I'm not that retarded. I'm not spending that much money on something like that. Somebody say amen right there. And so we cut corners, don't we? But I'll tell you, when it comes to God, I'm not cutting no corners. You know why? He didn't cut no corners. I'm going to trust him, Brother Logan, is what I'm going to do. He signed my paycheck. He signed your paycheck all these years. He's took care of us. There's been times, how many of us in this church, we could go around this room, we'd be here all day, wouldn't we? Testifying of how we had a need and didn't know how God was going to meet it. And it just come in such a form and fashion, there was no way but to say, that's God. You sing that song, brother, that's God. Amen. That's God. Amen. You go to the mailbox and that's God. Amen. You open up the mail and there's a check and it's God. Or maybe there's a bill, the stamp paid in full and you didn't pay it, but somebody paid it. Amen. That's just God. Amen. When you put something in the offering plate and say, I ain't got it to give, but I'm going to go ahead and trust you anyway. And before you get outside, God's already taken care of it and gave you twice as much. I'm telling you, that ain't odd. That's just God. Hallelujah. That's God. Praise God. I'm telling you, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm telling you, if the whole thing goes belly up, if the stock market crashes tomorrow, I don't know how we'll survive, but we'll survive on heaven's economy. He will take care of us. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? He gave us all. And I think about this verse. I think about when God gave all that he had. I think about he had people in mind, didn't he? Look what it says. That whosoever. That's people, isn't it? You know, when we give to God. But we got people in mind. Isn't that right? You know, this morning. You say, Brother Gravely, what's the big deal about this little piece of paper right here? Why can't I just put my money in? Oh, you can. You know what that little piece of paper? It says every tribe, every tongue. You know what that paper's about? It ain't about my pocketbook. It ain't about my money. That's about people.
Brother Daniel, they want one penny of that be spent on me or you or anything in this church. Amen. We're not buying a stitch of food to go in that fellowship hall. Is that right this morning? I'm telling you, if we close the church today, what's in that missions account? You know where he'd go? We'd find another church, wouldn't we? Of like, we'd write Randy Sutherland the biggest check he's ever been wrote. Amen. Don't tell him that. He'll be calling me this afternoon. Every bit of that money right there has been designated, hasn't it? For the souls of men. And I'll tell you, when I write a mission check or put a mission offering in, you can bet your bottom dollar that's where it's going. It's for men that preach the gospel. 90-something missionaries, and hopefully 100. You say, why is that, preacher? Because the God who gave all, he had people in mind. You know why God's blessed our church? Because we knock doors. We don't do anything. But because we do go knock doors, because we do pass out tracts, because we do support missionaries, because it is about people, and it's not about us, it pleases him. It's the burden of Jesus Christ. It's the heartbeat of God. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. And it's the responsibility of every Christian. And because of that, I want to say the God who gave it all, why would he give his son? He had people in mind that whosoever, sinner, you listen to me this morning, if you'll come down this aisle and believe that Jesus died for your sins at Calvary, and if you'll believe that you're a sinner, and that if you'll believe this morning that Jesus died for your sins and that he rose again and that his blood on Calvary's cross will save you from your sins, you can be saved this morning. It's that simple. I'm telling you, if that little boy come down here and asked the Lord to save him and he had full knowledge, he understood Christ died for my sins. If he'll believe the word of God, God will save his soul. That's right. God will save anyone this morning. He had people in mind. He had a purpose in mind. What's the purpose that people would believe in God? God doesn't want people just to believe in him. God doesn't have an ego in heaven just wanting the world to believe in him, that he loved them, that he's a good person. But no, I want to say there's people in mind, but there's a purpose in mind. Look at it. He said that whosoever believeth in him, here's the purpose, should not perish. God said there's a purpose in why I'm giving my son. If I don't give Jesus, the world's going to perish. Adam's going to sin. Man's going to plunge into sin, and he's going to die, and he's going to go to a devil's hell. I'm glad he looked beyond my fault, and he saw my need. If you're here this morning, you say, Brother Gradley, you really believe God would save me from all of my sins? He'll save you from all your sins, past, present, even future. For all our sins at Calvary were future. And Jesus died for them. The purpose in mind is that, sinner, you don't have to go to hell this morning. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. If I was lost this morning, I'd get saved. You don't have to go to hell. Don't let pride send you to hell. Don't let people send you to hell. Don't let the pleasures of this world send you to hell this morning. Jesus died so that you would not perish. God had more than a purpose. He had a promise in mind. But have everlasting life. You know, this morning, sinner, God didn't just give his son to keep you out of hell. But he gave his son because he wants to give you eternity in heaven with him. I'm glad this morning that we have hope beyond the grave. I'm glad that, you know, it would be somewhat peace to know, Brother Tim, that if you died, If you was just like an animal and you just kindly went to the grave and you didn't go to hell, I reckon the grave would be better than going to hell, wouldn't it? God didn't save you just from hell. He saved us from death, hell, and the grave. You know why Jesus came out of that grave? To prove he's victorious. And when he came out of that grave, here's what he gave us. He wanted to give us more than fire insurance. He gave us new life. New life. That abundant. When you get baptized, and baptism don't save, but it's a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. Baptism don't save you, but I tell you, it gives that picture that you have been saved. And when you say, get saved, thank God you go down a sinner, but you get up with new life. Amen. I ask you this question this morning. Do you have life, abundant life? Sometimes I get concerned about people that have a lot of religion, but when you look into their eyes, there's just no life there. There's just no life. It's a good church, but this church ain't good enough to take you to heaven. You better make sure that you have life. Oh, to be like him, the songwriter said. To live for him. What a joy to know that you're saved. The songwriter said, the longer I serve him, the greater he grows. Each day is like heaven, and my heart overflows. Isn't that the way it is when you get saved? Oh, I'm glad I'm not going to hell, but I'm going to tell you something better, even better than that. I'm glad I know Jesus. Isn't that right? I'm glad I'm not going to hell, but I found something. That old songwriter said, I found a treasure when I found the Lord. I went to the altar one day for one reason. I didn't want to go to hell. I tell you, when I got up, I got more than a bargain for. Got life. How about it this morning? Do you have life? The God who gave all this morning as we stand.